Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Hi, this is Pastor Vince. I'm going to welcome you to chapter number 10 in your book, which is lesson number 10, devotional Bible study. Upon completion of this particular lesson, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. List the steps of the devotional method of Bible study and do a devotional Bible study. Our key verse today is found in Psalms 119:148. Mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. So, by way of introduction, the first method of Bible study which you will learn is called the devotional method. This lesson defines, explains, and presents an example of a devotional Bible study. The four further section in your book provides an opportunity for you to apply what you've learned by actually doing a devotional study. Now, to define this method, a devotional method gets its name from the word devotion, which means dedication, consecration, worship, and sincere attachment to a cause or person. The devotional method of Bible study increases dedication and consecration to God, and it leads to worship and a deeper personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. This method involves not only study of God's Word, but also the application of its truths. It is against this method that Satan raises his greatest opposition. Satan is not concerned about study just to gain knowledge. He is vitally concerned when Bible study results in application, which brings positive changes in your spiritual life. We all know it's not enough just to be hearers of the word. A person who is a hearer of the word is one who studies God's word, but never applies the word to his life. Now, James 1:22-25 says this, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if anyone be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." So you're going to learn many methods of Bible study in this course, but each method should result in application. So whether you do a book study or a chapter study, verse, word, or any other type of study, you should always apply what you learn to your life and ministry. Now, this method explained. So you can use the form in your four further study section for this lesson to do your devotional study. And here are the steps to actually doing the study. Step one, record passage information. So you want to write down on a piece of paper and record the name of the book in which the passage you are studying is found. Then record the chapter and the verse numbers that you've selected to study. Step two, identify the subject. Read the portion of the scripture which you've selected to study and select a title that summarizes the subject and records it on your chart. Step number three, identify the key verse. Identify the key verse which provides the best summary of the scripture portion you're studying and write the verse and reference it on your chart. Step four, summarize. In your own words, summarize what the portion of scripture teaches. One, outline the main points covered. Two, use a chart to summarize the passage. Number three, make a brief summary statement. And four, paraphrase the passage. Paraphrasing is when you take a verse and you summarize it in your own words. So follow the text, put it in the language of today, and you'll be able to see a section example of that in the section of this chapter. So step number five, you want to meditate. It's important for you to read and study the Bible, but you must also learn to meditate on God's word. The word meditate means to think, to dwell on, to ponder. And after you select a Bible portion to study, identify its subject and key verse and summarize its teachings, then meditate on the passage. God told Joshua in Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law shall not depart from out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein and day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So read slowly through the passage, read aloud. Imagine the Lord speaking it to you personally with this passage. Consider what it is, what it's saying to you personally by using some questions suggested in step 6 of this lesson. Now, one important way to meditate the word is to memorize it. So when you memorize portions, you're able to recall them at any time and think about them. The key verse you select is a good portion to memorize, and you might want to make some note cards as illustrated below and write the verse on the side of the card and write the reference to where the verse is found on the other side of the card. So as an example, you can see inside one, it says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." And side two says Psalms 119:11. So therefore, you could memorize them both. So you might want to read that verse several times aloud. Then you try to repeat it without looking at the card. And after you say the verse, check the card to see if you'd said it correctly. Look at the reference side of the card and try to say the verse. Look at the verse side of the card and remember the reference. Save your scripture memory cards and continue to review and meditate on them. Step number 6, make application. Now you're ready to apply what you've learned during the meditation. Application is when you personally apply to your life and ministry the truths you have learned. Sometimes you cannot immediately apply everything you learn, but begin to apply all that you can, and God will help you to apply the truths of His Word, even if it means you must take one small step at a time in the process of application. The following questions will help you to apply God's Word to your life. So here's some examples to follow. Think about it. Is there an example to follow in this portion of Scripture that I'm reading? Number 2, error to avoid. Is there an error of sin which should be avoided in my life? Duty to perform. Does this portion of Scripture call for action? Are you being told to do something? If so, what action are you to take in your life? Promise to claim. Is there a promise in this passage which you are to claim by faith? Relationship to develop. What does this passage teach about your relationship with God through Jesus Christ? And what does it teach about God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit? What does it teach you about your relationship with others in your family, your community, church, congregation of the world? And what does it teach you about your relationship with yourself? Or changes to make. What changes should you make in your life in view of what you have just learned from the scripture portion? And be real specific about that. And prayer to pray. So pray a personal prayer regarding the passage. Ask God to help you apply the truths you've learned, because prayer personalizes the principles taught in God's Word. You may even want to write out your prayer as an example provided in this chapter. So here's an example of the devotional method. First, step 1, record the passage. So here we have Galatians, the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 16 to 25. Step number 2, identify the subject. The subject is the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. Step 3, identify the key verse. The key verse is, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. That's Galatians 5, 25. Step number 4, summarize. The following is an example of an outline summary. So you can see here in your book, the summary is works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. The flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Those who live in the flesh will not inherit the kingdom of God. Fleshly works include, and it lists them, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, and emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, and revelings. On the other hand, it says here that the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which God desires to give us, contrasts the works of the flesh, and they are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, which is self-control. And number 3, we are to, first off, walk in the Spirit, according to verse 16:25. B, we're to be led by the Spirit, verse 18. and C, to live in the Spirit, verse 25. So the following is an example of a summarizing chart. So you can see that here in your book. So we have the works of the flesh, fruit of the Spirit, and you can see everything we just mentioned here, and it's laid out very plainly for you. And here's an example of a summary statement. So this would be a statement that you could write out of basically a synopsis of what you've read. So this passage presents two contrasts, the lust of the flesh, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. If we belong to Jesus, we are to crucify the lust of the flesh and live, walk, and be led by the Holy Spirit. Now, the works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, and strife, seditions and heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, and revelings. However, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. So you can see that it's a summary of everything that you learned. Also, here's an example of a paraphrase of Galatians 5, 24, 25. So in other words, you're taking it and you're turning it into a more modern way to say it than the King James. So those who belong to Christ have destroyed the desires, the loves, and the lusts of the flesh. If we claim that the Holy Spirit lives in us, then we should act like it. That's good advice. Step number 5 is meditate on it. So verses to memorize and meditate on would be verses 16 through 18 and 25 through 26. Also memorize the list of spiritual fruit which God wants to develop in your life. Meditate and study on the meaning of each fruit of the Holy Spirit. What does it mean to be gentle, good, meek, temperate, etc.? And then also number 6 here is to make application. So an example to follow, developing the fruit of the Spirit in my life. So those are examples to follow. Errors to avoid would be the works of the flesh, duties to perform, walk in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, living in the Spirit, and promises to claim would be, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, that you not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That was verse 16. Relationships to develop. My relationships with others should demonstrate love, long-suffering, gentleness, and meekness. I need to develop joy, peace, goodness, faith, and temperance in every area of my life. And I learned that God wants my relationship to Him to be based on holiness and conduct. If I truly belong to Christ, it will affect my relationship to others, myself, and God. And here's some changes to make. The three areas I may need to change most would be temperance, which is control my appetite, develop self-control and discipline. In faith, be more believing of God's promises. And love, show love to those around me who are maybe unlovable. And then a prayer, finally, to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help me to walk in your Spirit, be led by your Spirit, and live each moment in your Spirit. Cleanse my life from the works of the flesh and help me to crucify worldly desires. Develop the fruit of the Holy Spirit in me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead to your chapter self-test and please join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.